This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. You've got Ian Pinklis Mountaineer
and the Reverend Jeff and Kickass.
Coming up, we get the chance. Pinklis has a story about Joe Biden apparently making a list of people who have religious objections to coronavirus mandates. We'll explain more about that on the way here. Phone lines just all of a sudden got really busy, so we're going to get into your phone calls. I think we went for the whole first hour without a single call, which is unusual.
We had Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tom. He's not really worth accounting
for.
I don't think he listens.
Zing!
I don't think he's a listener.
We have a few of them.
Well, that doesn't mean he's not a good caller. I mean, I'm not saying he is a good caller.
There's a handful of, say, regular callers that don't actually listen.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Sarah.
True. That's true.
We
don't require
never listens.
Yeah, we don't require it. And Sarah is, on average, a better caller than Tom in New Hampshire. In fact, she's on hold, so we'll get to her coming up in just a few moments. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian Pinklis Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio. But first, we go to Steve, listening in Michigan, watching us on our Odyssey feed, which you can watch over at watch.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi. Yeah, I heard you guys are a little bit confused about how they know what is Omicron or what is the cold, or I guess even the difference between the variants.
I would love to hear.
And it's actually not very difficult to understand when you really look at it. Science behind it is really shoddy. So when it comes to first off, they've never purified the virus whatsoever. So there's no actual sample. So when they test anyone at all for the virus, they're testing it against with the PCR, which stands for polymerase chain reaction. They're looking for the genetic sequences they say that they have found. The problem with that is that they've never actually purified and isolated the virus itself. So the process that they use, or that they did use to originally find SARS-CoV-2 with the original, I suppose, strain of it, was, you know, the patient zero or whatever, was basically they took a sample from a fluid sample, most likely from their nose or from their lungs in some way. Mm-hmm. And then they had no way to actually tell what was in that sample. So what they did is, as they call it, they said they masticate it, right, which is basically a blending process. So they completely blend up everything that they take from the sample, which most likely has human DNA, bacterial DNA, just a whole bunch of stuff. They really don't know. They then take the sample and they run it through one of, I think, three computer programs that they use that identifies strands of DNA that are left in the sample. So they end up with basically millions and millions of little strands of DNA.
So is this like process of elimination then? They eliminate the things that they know are in there, and then like whatever's left, that's what they call COVID?
No, not exactly. They do eliminate some, so they have no idea what's in it to begin with. And then what they eliminate is the longer strands of DNA that are in it.
Okay.
As to for why they eliminate these strains, it's not really explained in the papers at all. They just eliminate the long strands of DNA they find. And if you know anything about DNA, basically the DNA alphabet only has four letters in it, right? Mm-hmm. A, T, C, and G. Right, and A's and T's always have to go together. It can be TA or it can be AT, because when they bind with the sugar phosphate backbone of the DNA molecule, there's only enough space to fit either an AT with a CG or a CG with a TA. They can only go back and forth. So at the end of each little snippet of DNA that they find in the sample, there's a pretty good chance that another snippet has the same two nucleotide bases at the end of it. Okay. Are you following me?
So far.
Not really, but yeah, I'm taking your word for it.
I got you.
All right.
I mean, I'm a little confused because, like, it sounded at the beginning of this like you were going to clarify things, and as far as I can tell so far, you've just given me less reason to think that any of this is happening.
Well, it's definitely, well, yes, the clarification would be essentially that they have no idea what they're talking about, but it's basically, it makes no, scientifically, it doesn't make any sense, okay?
So we did hear last year that they were throwing out the PCR test at the end of 2021, and have you heard about that, that they're basically saying this thing's useless?
Yes, I have. Unfortunately, they're replacing it with something that's even worse, but the explanation of that... Well, it's a new test that, to tell you the truth, it's pretty long-winded to explain it, but it's...
Is that a label, like PCR or anything like that?
Yeah, what do they call it?
I don't actually know what they're calling it. I can't remember off the top of my head.
What's your background, Steve? You seem, like, really knowledgeable about things like DNA and medical testing and stuff.
I have an eclectic background. I do a lot of things. So
what are they testing then? Is it just total BS? Is it like a flip of a coin? Or what is it that's making these things test positive versus negative? Do you have any ideas? And say you're saying they don't even know what they're doing?
Yes. Okay, so basically there isn't really a test, right? A polymerase chain reaction is not a test. It's a manufacturing process in organic chemistry to basically it can replicate organic compounds, right? So it is useful in certain circumstances where you need to see where there's very little of some organic compound mm-hmm. and you want to be able to detect it. So that you're then able to basically, it makes copies upon copies, okay, in this process. It isn't actually a diagnostic tool. That's not ever what it was meant for. A scientist by the name of Kerry Mullis was the inventor of this, and Kerry Mullis has came out against it. In fact, Kerry Mullis was a huge critic of Fauci back in the early 90s.
Didn't he turn up dead or something in 2020?
2019, at the end of 2019, he suddenly died. He supposedly had a heart attack, but I don't know. I don't really know anything more about that. But
you're calling into question all of the testing results in this particular entire last 2 years.
They're 100% false. They're 100% false. And I know I was getting maybe a little bit too technical with it, but if I could just continue a little bit with the explanation, I can probably make it somewhat concise.
Tie it up for us.
Basically, okay, so they are, they with the PCR, they have these genetic markers, which are strands of genetic code that they had found in this original patient that they said was related to this virus, which they refer to in their papers as an in silico genome. Okay, and what that means is basically if you were to, submit your DNA to 23andMe, you've submitted it from yourself, right? If a zoologist wanted to sequence the DNA of a chimpanzee, they would go out, tranquilize the chimpanzee, take its DNA or take a blood sample, send it to a genetic testing lab, and then that would show you what the genetic sequence is for the chimpanzee, right?
Sure.
Well, since they have not actually isolated the virus, an in silico genome is one that refers to being in a computer because they're referring to the silicon in a computer. And this is actual terminology that they're using in their papers. So what they do is they take all these little snippets of DNA and they basically overlay them on each other. So any strand that has an AT at the end, they will overlap with one that has an AT at the beginning. They then run this through the computer program, and any given sample that comes from somebody's nose, I think on average it has millions of hits. So they're able to generate millions. I think for when they were testing in the paper for Omicron, they ended up having, I think, 3 million genetic codes that they got. And the way they select what they think is the genetic code of Omicron is they pick the longest one.
But they've never been able to isolate the COVID,
the original OG COVID, right?
At any point.
They've never been able to isolate it under the common definition of the word isolation.
Which means they don't know what they're matching. They can't match it because they don't know what they're looking at.
They have absolutely no idea what they're looking at.
Steve, thank you for the call tonight, but yet this is what so much public policy has been based on.
Yeah.
that's the way it is. Thanks
almost like there's an agenda to increase the government control.
Exactly. And increase obedience. Steve, appreciate it. There's more coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's right, the mic is on, Captain.
Hot mic.
Hot mic. Oddly. 603-283-6160. Open phones as well here on our live Saturday show. It's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And some guy who talked into the hot mic.
We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And you can get it on a centralized exchange, which is surprisingly one of the easiest to join. All you need is an email address to sign up over at exmarkets.com. They don't care who you are. Exmarkets.com. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and use Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin Vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com.
Hey, real quick before you go to the calls, can you guys help me with something? Because I'm old and my memory isn't what it used to be, and also I used to smoke incredible amounts of marijuana. When this whole COVID thing kicked in, were they giving away like plastic and duct tape for like you to seal yourself in, or am I misremembering? Like, I feel like
inside your own home?
Yeah, I feel like people were, like,
I think some people were doing that, but I don't know if they were giving them away.
I thought that there were entities, like, sort of giving away supplies so that if it came to having to seal yourself inside, you could do so.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right.
I know some people were buying up supplies in the hopes that they could sell them for more.
I just seem to remember seeing something about that or... Yeah, okay.
Maybe. The number here, if you want to share your thoughts on that, is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Talk, calling us from Texas. Talk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys, for what you're doing.
Thank you, Talk. Great. What's on your mind tonight? We might have picked up your call at the wrong time. I think we were in a bad cell or something. Just stand by. We'll come back to you. We'll try back here in just a moment. Jet is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jet.
Well, I was in Illinois, now I'm in Kentucky. But
he's on the road then. Go ahead.
I like to call in to help people understand the bogus nature of this thing we call the state. And so I have several attributes here that I can go over. Okay. One example is the Supreme Court. They call it a ruling of this last week where it was, 6-3.
Yeah, you're talking about where the Supreme Court overturned supposedly the Biden OSHA vaccine mandate
for more than
100 businesses with more than 100 employees, except for companies that accept Medicare or Medicaid. So that was the ruling.
Well, the first obvious bogus nature of that is the fact that if they are truly deciding whether something is constitutional or not, whether you believe in that crazy thing called the Constitution. The idea that it is, to me, it's either constitutional or not. You know, it's either one or the other. And when it comes down to a split decision, they call it a ruling, but yet they issue an opinion. Anyway, there's so many things that just drive me nuts about the bogus nature of the state. You know, people who call themselves an authority. What's the other thing that happened this week about domestic...
Oh, yeah, the government, the federal gang is creating a domestic terror division of the so-called Justice Department.
And you know what's going to happen here? If they're any good at their job, they're going to realize that government is the largest domestic terrorist on the face of the planet.
So they'll arrest themselves.
Hopefully. Hopefully we'll finally get rid of this thing and they'll just do away with themselves.
So what I like to do is direct people into the very nature of how this whole concept began, especially just limit it here to America and the United States, the idea that a group of people got together and said, we hereby give ourselves the power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and that's how it works everywhere, magically. To me, it's all psychology, sorcery, and magic. I think
don't forget psychopathy. That's a very important element.
Well, I mean, it's definitely creating a social world that did not exist before you created it. Now, what I really wish is that they had decided that what was self-evident was every individual's right to rule themselves.
Yeah, well, that's why I pointed out a couple of weeks ago about how I think we should just limit our political nature to cities or smaller areas. But that's one of the things that you can also show that the state, in quotes, the state, is a bogus entity. It's a fiction, and of course the fiction means something that's made up in the mind, is that every one of our 50 states, well, except Hawaii maybe, you know, has a straight line or straight lines of over 100 miles.
Right, yeah.
In other words, you take a look at states like out there in Colorado and Wyoming, they just gave up and go, we'll just draw a square and, you know, get on to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Well, just real quick, I do want to point out that, like, it's not just a fiction. Because, I mean, the idea of philosophical agency, I mean, that's made up too. But that's a really helpful imaginary idea. Whereas the idea of the state is an incredibly destructive imaginary idea.
Well, it is, but that's because we kind of, I believe, because we let it be. I came up with a little adage this last week, and I wrote down that rulers cannot exist unless we believe that they should.
Sure. It's a mass delusion.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
And unfortunately, those of us who are not deluded by it anymore are still caught up in it because so many other people still believe in it, and they are willing to kill for it. They believe in it so strongly.
I mean, these people value being led over leading. They want to be led instead of having responsibility.
Because of the fear of, you know, living there and making their own decisions.
There's fear, and there's also laziness.
Mm-hmm,
there
is
a whole bunch of people who are really too frickin' lazy to get off their asses and lead themselves.
That's
right. They'd rather collect a check from the government.
So that's the essence of everything that I try to promote in my life, and I have for the last 30 years, is that these people are just other people. They have no more right than you and I. So if you look at it that way, if we can persuade others to look at it that way, that is the only way our lives are going to change.
Agreed.
Or anything is going to get smaller.
Jet, I'd like to point out to your point about the wizardry and the magic and all that. These nine people, they're wearing robes.
That's right. Like a wizard?
Yeah.
Like wizards.
Magic,
yes.
Like a Saturn cult. A death cult, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about it. I mean, every so-called law is rather magical. In other words, they just say, you know what, there are a handful of us who believe this certain thing, and somehow if we magically put down a ballot and say that we agree with that, then if we get enough of these people, 51 out of 100, to agree with us, then the magic can proceed. Other than that...
Their faith powers our scroll.
It's just a bogus concept. You know, everything about it is bogus, and that's the one thing I just want to...
Well, and it's important to remember that it is the belief that powers this. Mm-hmm. It is the agreement that gives this the ability to do these things.
I think we should give the nine people, like, sort of a costume makeover. They can keep the robes, but I want to bring back the wigs, right? Like the white wigs, like the...
Groucho mask?
Thanks, Jeff.
And a wizard hat.
Thanks for the call.
A wizard hat, too.
The number here, and the more you can make fun of these people, the better, as far as I'm concerned, because they are ridiculous. It's just they're also violent. And so, you know, can't blame somebody for being afraid of them, which is why the voting isn't all of it. It's all about obedience, because you can stop voting as long as you keep paying them. They're happy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI is assisting with a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue in Texas. A man claiming to be armed has taken the rabbi and three others hostage at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. The suspect is claiming to have put explosives in unknown locations and has demanded to speak with his sister, who he says is Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted more than a decade ago in New York of trying to kill American military personnel and FBI agents in Afghanistan. The hostage taker inside the synagogue is apparently demanding to have his sister freed from prison, where she's serving an 86-year sentence. The Biden administration and Texas Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation in Colleyville, which is just northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News. A winter storm is hitting the nation from the Carolinas all the way up through the Dakotas. Store shelves are being emptied as people prepare for the storm. In eastern Minnesota, wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour made it difficult for anyone trying to keep the streets clear.
The wind will make life a whole lot worse for us. I mean, you can keep up the snow, but the wind's not going to be your friend at all.
The National Weather Service says some people might see as much as 20 straight hours of snow. And the West Coast is watching for high water due to a tsunami advisory after an underwater volcano erupted near Tonga. Dave Snyder is at the National Tsunami Warning Center.
We've heard of some minor impacts there around the Los Angeles area, parking lot flooding, I think. But on the other side of things, we've heard of impacts around Hawaii, where they've had boats moved out of the water and onto the dock. So we're just beginning to see that from the initial wave moving in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, number here, 603-283-6160. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and the phones are always open for you. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
I want to say thanks to Matthew, who is a supporter of our AMPS program. You can join that over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And Matthew has done that for $5 a month. He is a silver level supporter. AMPS stands for Advertise Market Support, or Promote and Support. Free Talk Live, it helps us do
things.
What
are the levels again? 5 and 10?
Starts at 5, they go up.
But what
away
the
is 10,
silver,
25.
Gold, and...
And then there's now a new 50
platinum
as well. So, yeah, so you can get over there and check those out. They're pretty much all the same. It's just whatever you feel like contributing to us. We definitely appreciate it. You get some cool perks. You get some benefits over at amps.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jill. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jill.
Shall I go turn my radio down?
I don't hear it, so if it's not bugging you, it would drive me crazy if I was on the phone, because there's always a...
It doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, good. Go ahead, go right ahead, Jill.
What I wonder about is this, these experts who want to be, seem so learned, they're so learned and erudite and so highly educated, and I may I say highfalutin, they want to play with Greek letters to name things. Well, the last germ in that series was named Delta, right? So they want to make it, why don't they use the next Greek letter and name this one instead of Omicron Epsilon?
Yeah, why didn't they?
From what I understand, they did name all of these, it's just they didn't get famous.
Oh, hang on, you guys are both talking.
Yeah, from what I understand, they did name all of these after Greek letters, they just didn't get famous.
Huh.
Oh. But, I mean, why don't they do it in order? They jump all the way from Delta to Omicron. There's a slew of Greek.
Well, I think he's suggesting, I think you were suggesting there, Peakless, that they actually did have that many variants in between Delta and Omicron. Mm-hmm. But they just didn't. Why wouldn't, but that doesn't make sense. I mean, they've been fear-mongering about so much. Why wouldn't they fear-monger about Epsilon and whatever the hell F and G and H and I are?
It goes Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Yoda, Kappa, Lambda, Mi, Ni, Xi, Omicron.
Wow.
Omicron. Then P is, people call it Pi, but that's just ignorance. It looks like a tiny little Acropolis building. Rho, Sigma, Tau, Epsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega.
I wish I could have pulled harmonies on that.
That's impressive, I gotta say.
It is.
Why did you memorize?
I wonder if she was into sorority.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what was your reason for memorizing that?
I was trying to, I knew some Greek people one time. When I lived in Augusta County, my grandfather, my father's father, he would go and hang around at this bar run by a Greek lady in Waynesboro. And I hung around there, too, and I tried to learn Greek at one time. And I've known some Greek people, so I got the alphabet out. And
you picked it up. Okay, I gotcha. Jill, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, honestly, I think the biggest reason they went to Omicron as, like, the one that caught the headlines is it sounds
scarier.
Yeah, and, like, they didn't want to jump quite to Omega. Like, they're still holding on to that one in case they really want to scare the crap out of us later.
Where does that come
from?
So
Omega is the end of the alphabet.
Oh, okay.
And it has sort of the connotation of the end or of death or things like that.
I see. The alpha and the omega. Yeah. That's why they always say that?
Yep.
Exactly. I had no idea.
The
I
alpha
it was just
the
letter O.
And the omega are the beginning and the end of the Greek alphabet.
I think they skipped around because they wanted to give the impression that they were doing something.
I do think it's interesting that you can that you can rearrange the letters for media control of Delta and Omicron.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if that matters at all, but I thought it was interesting.
Omicron was moronic.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the anagram of that.
So. Mm-hmm. And then what was it that was sheep? It was Ovid. O-V-I-D. Not without the C.
Mm.
You translate that and that means sheep.
Right, yeah.
All right, let's continue. Talk's on the line in Texas. Talk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Okay. In regards to the last caller, there was a couple of mistakes that he made, but I wanted to talk about the vaccine.
Okay.
So give me just an opportunity to say one thing. What he's talking about is generating organic compounds.
Mm-hmm.
The thing replicates DNA. And what it does, it takes a small sample, and it replicates. And the scientist I heard said over 29 replications, and you start getting positive results, erroneous results.
Yeah, we heard about, you're talking about the PCR test?
Yeah.
Yeah, we remember hearing about this back in 2020 where they were saying the revolutions or something,
right.
They ramp up the indicators or whatever, and then they go through so many cycles. And, yeah, once you get them to the 30s or 40s or whatever, it's like constant
I think the quote was, errors. You could test positive for anything.
Yeah, basically. So all of that stuff was thrown out. And then the guy that was calling earlier was just basically calling into question the entire PCR testing mechanism to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great for their control on this because they can turn up or down the fear level as they see fit.
Which
like, I want to turn it down for a second. We'll just have 20 cycles of this. I want to turn it up. Let's have 40 cycles.
And if you might recall, the news came out, wasn't big news, but it was available that the PCR testing standards changed right before Biden took office to lower the number of cases.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Todd, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Padraig in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Padraig.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Padraig?
I just want to say that I'm registered libertarian. I'm running for governor of the state of New Mexico and the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of the candidates, and they all say the same thing on the Democratic side and the Republican side. Me, I'm about property taxes. Without property, if the government keeps taxing you on your property, you cannot hold it.
Yep.
There's so many property taxes, and when you die, you can't leave it to your children because they want to give you an inheritance tax, so you have to parcel off your property to pay the taxes. That's number one. So I'm about taxes. You get it in everything, gasoline, groceries. When you go to the restaurant, you can look at all your receipts and add it all up, gasoline, whatever. Second thing is, if the federal government is about the Constitution, why can't you go into a federal building wearing a firearm if you're protected by the Second Amendment
right? Good question.
The answer is because the federal government is not about the Constitution.
Not at all. You also cannot bring in, for instance, in a federal court, you can't even bring in a video camera or an audio recording device or even a still camera. You can't even bring a smartphone or a laptop or any kind of actual recording, something that you could possibly record something on.
You see, government schools in conjunction with large media have brainwashed people into believing that there is something called we the people, and that we the people own government. We are not. We don't own government. We are not part of government at all.
Yeah, it's all about
them. And never were. It's a load of BS. The federal government is not all about the Constitution. What they do is they pervert the Constitution into making sure most people are obedient.
When is the last time a libertarian was on the ballot in New Mexico for governor? I'm looking here at 2018. I don't even see one in the results.
Gary Johnson got elected, but he didn't do much except for riding.
He wasn't a libertarian when he got elected there, as I recall. He was a Republican.
Well, you have to be one of the two major parties because you can't get.
So are you running under the Libertarian Party or under one of the two major ones?
Libertarian.
Well, but okay, you just contradicted yourself. How can you run as a libertarian if you have to run as one of the two major parties? Can you explain that?
Because the libertarians are a third party in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. We actually got that in the books.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can vote for me in the primary if they just in the general election.
Okay, but you're not actually going to be on the ballot. They're going to have to write you in?
Why do I keep saying my name over and over?
Okay. Good luck, Patrick. It sounds like this deck is stacked against you, and as it is for most libertarians all across the United States. But at least they've got ballot access in most places. But yeah, my God.
I will say one weird thing about property tax. It's like the only tax I can think of where you don't even perform an action, and they steal from you.
That's true. Thanks, Patrick, for the call. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. And if you're actually a libertarian and you want to win, you should move to New Hampshire, because we're actually winning here, as usually as Republicans, as far as politics.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, Biden making a list of people who have religious vaccine and whatever other objections. We'll talk about that. You can bring up anything you want here, though. It's Ian Peoples down here and Captain Kickass in the studio. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have a podcast. We've got archives you can click and download, but it's a lot easier if you just subscribe. And then you can have the archives delivered to you daily without you having to lift a finger. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'd have to set it up. Like, you have to have a podcast client. You have to copy our feed URL, put it in there, and then you're good to go from that point forward. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find a few different options there. And
if you don't have a podcatcher at this point, like, get on it, because this is an extraordinary source of information.
It's good technology. It's been around now for like 16 years, I think. So, yeah, there's a bunch of options.
And it's one of the, it is by far one of the most free forms of communication that I have ever seen. I mean, it's automatically federated. Like,
there's no one standing in the way, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
No one can tell you you can't do that with podcasts. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. David's calling from our very own New Hampshire, listening to WNTK in the Upper Valley. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys. It's good to hear you on there. Thanks. I don't get to listen very much. I'll give you the basic facts, and you can ask me questions.
All right.
Hey, I've been fighting with the government now over the sludge they're dumping on the bank of the Merrimack River here. I started documenting it over 20 years ago. Some places it was running knee-deep, like 10 feet wide, like thick molasses right into the river.
Gross.
And I tried to get it to some of the politicians. The police came out of the woodwork, and I've been arrested at least 7 or 8 times.
Wow.
Trying to shut me up. And the more they rag on me, the tougher I get. This last time they took me to jail, and I keep a bag ready, and they let me out the next morning, didn't even charge me with anything, but I had to sleep all night with 8 guys on the floor. Anyway, they arrested me back in July. While I was in jail, they burned my camp down. And
wow.
Harold Janeway, when he was state senator from Webster, he got the sludge stopped in the town of Webster. He was moderator of the town meeting, and they voted not to have the sludge. They hired an arsonist paid him $38,000 to burn Hell Janeway's barn down. Mike Gill was running for governor for the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted proof of corruption. I gave him some of my videotapes, which he put on his computer. They came and arrested him, put him in jail. They took his house. They took his Bentley. They closed down 5 businesses. So, you know, you can see what I'm up against.
Yeah, but the government gang does not like it when they get called out on their behavior, and they will take it personally, and they will come after you. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we've been targeted here in our studio. We've had the studio raided by the federal gang, which, of course, the local boys were helping out with. And, yeah, if you're gonna speak up against the status quo, you can expect to be targeted, which is why it's so important that we have numbers. It's so important that we have a large movement of people who actually care about freedom, who are willing to stand up. So where do you stand now? What's going on? You know, what's the latest?
Well, when they burned my cam down, the fire department got here in time to put the woodshed out. So I moved some firewood, put it in a bed, and I put a tent on the side of it. And I had a couple wood stoves. I moved one of the wood stoves in. So, you know, it's down around zero, and old River David is in his tent on the side of his woodshed.
Hold on a second. This is River Dave?
Yes. Yes.
This is River Dave.
Oh, my God. I've heard of you, man.
Yeah, you got pressed when they burned your camp down. I
didn't
connect
one to the next. I figured, you know, WNTK is up in the Upper Valley, and I remember you were in the Concord area before, right?
Right. Well, Canterbury is just north of Concord.
Okay. Well, hey, man, we covered your story here on the air in as much detail as we could. For our listeners that don't recall, River Dave, he was just this. You're an older gentleman, right? You're in your 70s?
I'm 81.
81 years old, was living in a cabin.
I'm a veteran. I spent my 4 years active service in the Air Force as a nuclear.
LRN.FM. Put you on hold there for just a moment. I think I'm going to hold on to him just because he's an important call.
Stand by, River Dave.
We're going to bring him back here because, River Dave, you got to remember we're on broadcast radio, and I understand that it's a pretty intense situation that you've been involved with, but you got to watch the language, okay?
Hey, you get an old logger talking, it's pretty hard to cut him off.
Well, you know, just try not to say the S word or the F word, and we'll probably be okay. But
you got it, I promise.
Okay, I appreciate it. So they came after you. You had a camp, basically, on property that you were told you could be there by the previous property owner. And then apparently somebody sold the property. That person sold the property, and they didn't include a note about how, you know, old River Dave was allowed to be on the property. And so the new owner decided he didn't appreciate it, and he called the police or called the government gang, and they came after you. And as you said, they arrested you, put you in a jail cell, and while you were in jail, burned your house down. That's what happened, right? That's what you were telling us about?
That is false. What happened was the first buyer was Judge Gerald Giles. Now, he acquired 15 pieces of property, and he bought the 73 acres beside this piece. He realized that there was no deed to the piece beside it, so he had a surveyor survey it. They drew a line across it, and on the line, they put in contention. So I built on it, and I had been there going on some 20 years. Anyway, he died. He left it to his brother in Vermont, Leonard Giles. He's 85. He's older than I am. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy. Doesn't mean any intent. The select men of the town of Canterbury have been trying to force him to pay taxes on my camp. And he said he doesn't even know where the camp is. Why should he pay taxes on it? Well,
wow.
Apparently he has a couple of sons who were raised in a judge-style family that you own the world. Okay, when they put me in jail, they came in and completely destroyed my camp. They only saved a little bit of clothes and some of my personal stuff, and it put it in the greenhouse. They burned up. I had a wine press. They burned my wine press.
Wow.
A grain grinder, you know, all kinds of stuff.
They literally burned you out of house and home. Where are you now in relation to that camp? Are you nearby or are you, you know, a few towns away?
I'm in the camp.
You're still there.
I came back to the camp. I told him. I told the judge. I said, if you let me out, I'm going back to you.
Wow.
And he let me out, and I came back. They arrested me December 14th and 15th. I signed right on the thing when I got out that I was coming back here. They called the judge. The judge said, let him go. So I came back here. So I'm.
And how long have you been out of jail now? When was it that they let you out?
I was in one night, December 14th and 15th.
Okay, recently. Okay.
I was in back in August. I was in 23 days. Right. I had four hearings in 23 days.
Wow.
So just to make sure, your wood stove is up and running because it's awfully cold here in New Hampshire. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm an old survivor.
This guy's got it down, man. I mean, he's been out in the woods literally for decades of his life, and he's now, you said, 81 years old, River Dave.
Well, I'll be 82 March 30th.
Amazing. I hope that you have a happy birthday, and I want to say thank you for calling in. Feel free to call in anytime with updates from down by the river, okay?
I appreciate it. You know, I tried calling Howard Carr. He wouldn't touch it. I tried calling the Pulse in Concord. They wouldn't touch it. So I really, really, really want to thank you guys and appreciate what you've just done.
We love freedom people, people who stand up for themselves. And
respect.
Thank you, Dave. Wow, what a pleasure to actually get to talk to him.
And it's terribly important work because, like, most things when people screw you over in some way, you can at least try and get back to them in the court. But when it comes to, like, dumping a bunch of sludge in the river,
mm-hmm.
like, our court systems are terrible at dealing with any kind of pollution.
Well, especially when it's being done by the government gang.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a detail to his story that I wasn't aware of. You know, when the media was presenting it, all they presented was, oh, you know, here's this old guy in the woods and the government's messing with him. And to be fair, the media was fairly, I think, decent to him in the reports that I saw.
Sure.
You know, they went out there, they interviewed him, they showed his cabin at one point on WMUR, and kind of he gave him a little tour. And then they burned it down. Not the media, but the people who were after him. Glad to hear he's back. And glad to hear he listens to Free Talk Live. That's so cool. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.